Landmark Jewelers. Paul speaking.
Hi, Paul. Is Gary there?
Sure, can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
And what's it in reference to?
I'm calling about some financing you guys did with NFS Leasing.
How long ago?
2015.
And what's the issue with it?
There's no issue with it.
Are you looking
Is Paul, is Gary there?
Gary is here, but I'm also his business partner, so...
Oh!
Financing, or...
Okay, so you also handle the business finances there?
I do.
Okay, Paul. I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff, and basically I'm just looking to follow up. We had sent out an offer to you guys through direct mail about two and a half weeks ago, and it was based on that financing you guys did with NFS Leasing back in 2015, and so we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just wanted to see, like, what was, if you guys have anything upcoming this quarter, if you want to bring on new inventory for the holidays, anything where you might need some financing.
What are the terms on the financing?
So really, it just kind of depends on what you're looking for. We got a lot of different programs. Working capital is just like a newer lending product, and basically you're able to access more cash than a typical line of credit. And we base it off of sales, so we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So how much are you guys looking for?
Well, it depends on how you guys structure it, because I don't want to do something that's a one-year loan, and I don't want to do something that's daily payments either, so...
Oh, we have a lot of different payment options. We have monthly, weekly, and some of them are daily, but it really just depends on, like, what kind of program you're looking for, and we do work with you to kind of, you know, give you the best fit. So if you're not looking for daily, we could definitely do monthly or weekly. And we do short-term, we do shorter-term loans as well, so you wouldn't have to have, like, a year loan. You could do, we could just kind of...
I would want like a 3 or 4 year loan, like a small.
Oh, you want like a longer? Oh, okay. Let me. So you want a 3 or 4 year loan? Okay. And so, how much are you guys looking for?
Probably about 60.
60? Okay. And is that like what you want, or is that what you need?
That's a little bit more than what I need.
Okay, a little bit more than what you need. Perfect, because, I think we should kind of aim for what you want. That way, if we can't get you the full amount, we can get you what you need. Tell me a little bit more about the use funds and your expected return on investment.
Well, we're going to be using it to, one, is pay off some vendors. Two, we're doing a little remodel for the store for Christmas.
Okay. And then a remodel for Christmas. Okay. That's awesome. Okay, and so basically, like I said, we can unlock, you know, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So what were your sales like last year?
I'll tell you. And what's the interest rates generally?
It really just depends. It just depends on kind of like what you look like on paper. So kind of if we kind of go forward, like some of the things that factor into that are your credit, time in business, your industry, and what your sales were last year.
And is there an origination fee?
No.
Okay.
So you guys are going to do some remodeling for the holidays? That's exciting.
Yeah.
And so how much do you guys have to pay off with the vendors? Do you know offhand?
About 40.
Okay, 40. So 40 for the vendors, 20 for the remodel.
Yeah, and some new stuff for Christmas, too.
Oh, yeah, and inventory. Do you guys have orders been placed yet for the inventory?
I have one order placed that's on hold. It doesn't come in until November.
Okay, and is that like pay on delivery?
No, it's terms.
Okay, it's terms.
If I can pay it off, I'd rather not have terms. So.
Yeah, I definitely hear you. And so you just have one order placed. Do you have any others, like, in the pipeline?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
But it's
okay.
Just a matter of making a phone call to one of our vendors saying, hey, I want this, this, and this for Christmas, the kind of thing.
Okay. So how soon would you need the funds?
Oh, if I'm going to do it, I'd like to do it within the next month.
Okay, awesome. Well, we can get you approved in 24 hours and usually, you know, 1 to 2 days and funded in 48. So we move pretty quickly. So you can at least know what you would qualify for. and then what you can do this quarter.
Okay.
Were you able to find out your sales last year?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay, no worries.
Computer was a little slow this morning.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. So how long have you been considering getting a loan?
We've talked about it for a little while. We had a small loan that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what this says. Sales last year were $467,000.
Okay, $467,000. Okay, that's awesome. So we definitely would... That does fit into the range of what we could get you. We could get you anywhere from... Let's see. So 46 to about 70,000. So that definitely in the range of what you want. So that's perfect. How would you rate your credit? You guys are 50-50 partners?
No, we're not. I'm actually a silent partner.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're silent.
It has to be running on Gary's credit or the store's credit.
Okay, it would be Gary's credit. Do you have any idea? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
It's under 7.
Okay. National average is 680, so it's probably right about there.
Probably right around there, or maybe just a little bit less.
Okay. That's not too bad. We have programs that work with all credit tiers, so the important thing is our loans are primarily based on sales. So if you have good sales, we can assume you can cash flow the note and you guys have good sales. So that won't be a problem. Have you guys looked anywhere else for funding yet?
We have this other loan that we would be paying off with this loan.
Okay. How much is...
The other loan is it's a $4,000 a month payment. So
$4,000 a month?
It's a short-term loan, so it's a higher payment.
Okay.
So if I get a four-year loan, then I would reduce my cash flow by a lot.
Okay. How much was the original borrowed amount?
Let's see here. The original amount was 40, but I can double check. Hold on.
40? Okay. Yeah, if you can just get me a little bit of... Oh, he put me on hold. So sorry, there's like music. There's hold music. Just like dancing here. Shaw, what's the longest term loan we do? Working capital? 3 years? Yes. Whoa. I just wasn't sure. I thought it was maybe two. Okay. Yeah, he wants 3 years. He wants like 3 or 4 years.
Okay, well, I'll put in the notes and then tell them that that's what you're looking for, and then just circle back to what you
need.
That's what
I say. Okay. So I'm having a really good conversation. If the hold's longer than 2 minutes, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, no, this is... Yeah. No, this is legit. Too legit to quit.
All right, I'm back.
Hey, thanks. Okay, so you said the original borrowed amount was for $40,000?
Yeah.
And then do you know what the total payback amount was?
I don't. I just put it up on the paperwork, yeah.
Okay. Do you know how much longer you guys have left on the term? And you said the total term was 1 year, 2 years?
It was a two-year loan.
Two-year loan. And then do you know how much longer you guys have left?
Oh, we just did this probably, was it?
Oh, was it with the NFS?
we did it with in June. Is it? I don't know that name. It doesn't sound familiar, but that doesn't surprise me because it's probably a subsidiary company.
Okay, so June of 2015?
This year.
Oh, June of 2016. Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, so we can definitely help with the refinancing of that and, you know, do it to like maybe like a 3 or 4 year loan. That's definitely something that we can look into for you guys. Have you guys looked elsewhere for other than that, have you guys looked elsewhere anywhere?
We had I think it was a LendingTree, and we did this loan to pay off that LendingTree loan.
Oh, okay. So this was to pay off a LendingTree loan. Okay. Okay, so what would happen if you can't get the financing right now?
No, just keep paying the payment.
That makes sense.
I'd like to free up some cash, so, and like I said, help with the remodel and get some stuff squared away there, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely have some programs for you that I think will fit your needs a little bit better. We can kind of extend that out. That way you can pay off that loan and then kind of get that inventory and pay it off in a longer term versus, you know, something like short like you have now.
Right.
Basically, I just need a little bit of information from you to see what we can do exactly. So it's just really simple. We have a one-page application and then just a short list of documents. We need 6 months bank statements, your most recent business tax return, and then since you guys take credit cards, your 4 months of merchant processing statements. So what's a good email to shoot over all of that?
How is the repayment for the loan done? I'm not doing it through a credit card machine, so.
No. But so what we would do is we deposit the money into your account, and then we would just have like the monthly or weekly, depending on what you want to do, taken out.
But not taken out of my credit card transactions.
No. We just need the credit card transactions just to see, like what your cash flow is like.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So that way we can get you the height. So what we'll do is we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you can choose like what amount you actually want to use. So let's say, you know, you said your sales were $467,000. So let's say we can get you approved for $70,000. You don't have to take that. You can say, okay, we just want the $60,000, or maybe, you know, you might want the $70,000 depending on, you know, what's going on. And then
the other thing is that the summers are our slowest time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're getting ready to gear up for Christmas, where we'd make, you know, a third to a half of our annual sales.
Mm-hmm.
So do they want anything from last December? Or do they just want the last?
Ooh, that actually summer? Would be good. So that would be better. So instead of doing the 6 months of banks, let's go 12 months. That way we can see the busy season.
Okay.
And then... let me just confirm if I also need that for the merchant processing statements. Can I just put you on hold real quick?
Sure.
Thanks. Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Are over 20% of your sales from credit cards?
Yes.
Yes. Would you be able to do 12 months merchant processing statements as well then?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. I will put that in the notes. And then what is the best email address to send everything over?
Send it to paul@lmjaz.com.
LMJAZ.com. Perfect. paul@lmjaz.com. And when's the best time to follow up with you?
Tomorrow should be fine.
Tomorrow? Okay, I'll definitely give you a call tomorrow. This time, okay?
A little bit later, because we're kind of in the process of opening the store, so...
Okay.
Anything after... where are you guys located?
We're in San Diego, so we're the same as you right now.
Okay, so anything after 11 is fine.
After 11, perfect. Okay, well, Paul, it's been great talking to you. Once you get everything together, you can either email it or fax it over to me, whichever is easiest for you. And then as soon as I get it, I can shoot it over to underwriting and let you know in about 24 hours what we can do.
All right, thanks.
Perfect. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.